This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal today apologized for the state's response to the recent snowstorm, but he was not the only one making apologies. Atlanta School Superintendent Errol Davis issued a statement this afternoon in which he said he wanted to apologize to, as he put it, the students and their families who were stranded overnight on buses. Courtney English is the newly elected chair of the Atlanta School Board. He joins us now. Mr. English, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Dennis.
And we should note up front, WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education. The governor, in his remarks, said he wished he had taken the warnings more seriously. Do you think that that was also the problem in the response by the Atlanta school system?
Well, I don't know. Actually, before I address your question, if I may take a moment to just thank the efforts of our teachers, our principals, and our bus drivers, all the folks who stayed overnight in many cases with our kids, tried to get them home as best they could, and some of whom ended up sleeping on buses. You know, you saw the level of commitment that our folks have to our kids. And, you know, far too often, these are many of the people who go unnoticed, and they really performed and stepped up in a heroic fashion. I want to thank them first. As far as the response, hindsight is 2020. I think it's crystal clear now that we should have closed schools. From a board policy perspective, we will review our policies moving forward to make sure that we are analyzing the situation in real time and ultimately keeping the interest of our student or the safety of our students as our number one priority. So, you know, I think it's clear to say that we should have done things a little bit differently yesterday.
Do you know specifically where, though? Were the weather warnings taken seriously enough, soon enough?
That's an operational question. I think that's a better question served for the superintendent. I just want to make sure from a policy perspective, we have the right policy framework in place to be able to allow the superintendent to make the decision based on, you know, best practice from around the country. And so, you know, I don't want to get into delve too much into the thought process behind the superintendent's decision. That's a question that he can and will and should answer.
We should note here we have contacted the communications person for Superintendent Davis, have not heard back yet. As you mentioned, some students actually spent the night on buses. While certainly one can understand the idea that the schools are the safest place for these kids once they're stranded, we can get them back there, we might not be able to get them all home. Why were some kids still on buses, though, instead of back in the schools?
Well, you know, again, I think that, you know, once we made the decision or once the administration made the decision to shelter in place, they informed the board that they were going to make that decision based off of icy road conditions and an inability to get the kids home and, frankly, an inability to return. Yeah, I think there was an inability to return to schools. But, again, they have informed me that they took all proper precautions and did their best to get children home. And I think our job as a board is to follow up behind them, exercise our oversight responsibility, review the events as they unfolded to make sure proper protocol was followed, policy was followed, and that ultimately best practice was followed. And where there were gaps, I think it's our job as a board to really step into those gaps from a policy perspective to make sure that, you know, we don't put our kids, our bus drivers in this position again.
There are lots of other school systems in Atlanta, and as far as we know so far, we haven't had the reports, at least on a large scale, of any other school system having the situation that Atlanta did with kids having to go back to school and spend the night there. What would you say to somebody who says, okay, why did it happen in Atlanta, at least on the scale that it did, and it didn't happen on that scale in other places?
You know, I don't necessarily have it's difficult for me to kind of get into a compare and contrast game. What I will say is that, you know, I personally, and I think my colleagues share this sentiment, Want to apologize to all the folks that we put in that position, our kids, our teachers, our administrators, and our parents. I think, you know, we take full responsibility for ultimately what happens inside of the Atlanta public school system, and we will get better from this. But I don't want to get into a compare and contrast game between different counties.
Do you think there was enough communication between the school district and the city, or between the school district and the state?
So it's my understanding that our administration had been coordinating activities once the events unfolded, or as the events unfolded.
I think there is clearly
that at the onset there was not enough collaboration with the city, state, and the other agencies, be it county governments or emergency professionals. There clearly we didn't have enough collaboration. And so, again, from a policy perspective, that's something I know my colleagues and I are going to want to take a hard look at moving forward.
With so many school districts in the area, one obvious question would be, look, we've had this many school districts for a long time. We've had events like this before. Why hasn't this been done prior?
Well, I think that's you're getting to perhaps the crux of the issue. You know, I don't want to adjudicate the issues of the past. What I can do is assure our parents, ensure the broader Atlanta community that we will take every single step, again, to not only review what happened in this particular case, but moving forward, we will put the proper policies in place, take every single precaution to make sure our student safety is taken care of.
Do you know whether the school district heard anything from the Georgia Emergency Management Agency in the hours before the storm hit, or whether there was any effort made by the school district to contact GEMA?
I do not.
Okay. And I imagine that would probably be one of the questions you'll be looking into?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think those are the kinds of questions that my colleagues and I are going to want to ask of the superintendent. That's the kind of review that I think we're going to want to have. And, you know, we're going to want to have a full review again of the events that have occurred that put our kids, our employees, and a lot of parents in a really, really untenable situation. And so those are exactly the kinds of questions that we want to make sure we have answers to.
Mayor Reed has said for the future, one of the things we need to do is coordinate better, sort of stagger the releases of people as a storm is coming so that schools and children get out first and then private sector and then the government last. Do you think, though, that that would work given the fact that if you let the schools out first, a lot of the private sector and government workers are parents with kids? Do you think that staggered release idea would work in real life?
You know, I am not an emergency management professional. What I do think we need to do from a school system perspective, and what I've been having conversations with my colleagues and administration is about making sure we bring in those top industry professionals to review our safety protocols, to review all of our procedures, to make sure, again, that from a policy perspective, we're in the best possible place. From an operational perspective, we're in the best possible place to keep our kids safe. I don't have that expertise, and you know where we can find that expertise. I think my colleagues are going to be looking to bring those kind of folks under the tent, so to speak, to make sure we're hearing from them and we're in the best possible position to keep our kids safe.
Another thing the governor said was we'll err on the side of caution a little more from now on. In other words, we might actually close things down because some system looks like it might be dangerous, and in the end nothing happens and everybody says, oh, you overreacted. Do you agree with that? Do you think the school system will be doing the same thing?
Well, I definitely agree that we need to err on the side of caution. And I think that's one of the things that, frankly, did not happen in this particular case. But we will moving forward. I think, you know, obviously there are a number of things that could have gone differently about the last 48 hours. And that is one of them. And that is one of the things that my colleagues and I are going to look forward to changing.
Will you be ready, though, for the inevitable reaction to that, which is, oh, the school system overreacted? There was one tweet today from Debbie Michaud, the editor of Creative Loafing, that said, Atlanta Public Schools will never open again, just in case.
I don't know. The reaction is not my, the reaction or any negative pushback is not my primary concern. My primary concern, the primary concern of my colleagues, is the safety of our students, the safety of our employees, and the mental well-being of all those parents who are worried about their kids.
Do you have a timetable for the review that you're talking about, the sort of protocol and policy review?
Well, I'm gonna work with my colleagues and, again, the administration, but this is something I'm going to want to and ask my colleagues to support this Monday. We have our board meeting on Monday, and so we're going to get a full briefing as a board from the administration about what happened, you know, any incidents that took place over the night, how the situation was involved, and then we're going to take some serious and urgent steps to make sure folks are never put in this position again. And so you can look for that kind of action on Monday.
Do you yourself have any suggestions as to what those steps could be?
Well, I don't have any specific, any emergency management expertise. What I do have as an individual board member is the responsibility to make sure we're in the best possible policy position, that our policies align with best practices, to make sure we're keeping our kids safe. And so I can only say that we're going to be reaching out to folks who do have that level of expertise to bring it under the tent, to bring those folks in-house to better position ourselves as a school system to protect our kids.
Courtney English is the newly elected chair of the Atlanta Board of Education. Mr. English, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and we'll check back with you.
Thank you, Dennis.
And we should note once again, WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.